When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best at what he does. If you have the chance, and you do, to hire the best dentist in the world, why wouldn't you do it? I did it 28 years ago. I'm never going to anybody else. Dr. Mike O'Neill, simply the best. Give him a call, 317-849-2933. If you like the video, like the video. It's that easy if you like Breakfast with Kent. All right, let's talk about sports, shall we? Pacers, no closer to a head coach. Kevin Pritchard, vetting candidates. Who wants to be the coach of the Pacers after the Nate Bjorkgren experiment last year? I don't know. You would have a tough time convincing me if I had the option to take another job that the Pacers job was the one that I wanted. I love Indianapolis. I love the Pacers organization. I don't know why, if I'm Terry Stotts, unless I have no other offers, I would come here to coach this team. There is something wrong with opportunity to be the Big East Player of the Year. So we'll see exactly where Butler ends up, but I think Butler is going to be a lot better than a lot of people think. The number one seeds are Kansas, Gonzaga, Michigan, and UCLA. Of course, that is dependent upon Hunter Dickinson coming back to the University of Michigan, as is Purdue's place as a second seed. That is reliant upon Trevion Williams coming back to Purdue. You've got programs of interest elsewhere. UK is a 4 seed, U of L a 7 seed, Ohio State a 2 seed, Duke a 3 seed. What else are you going to talk about in June? The Big Ten, you can't really predict because you don't know who's going to stay in the draft. You've got Trevion Williams. If he stays in the draft, Purdue is going to fall precipitously. I think Trevion Williams is that good. Hunter Dickinson is going to be really good for Michigan if he returns. E.J. Liddell could be the Big Ten Player of the Year if he comes back to Ohio State. Aaron Wiggins could be terrific for Maryland, and Maryland's fortunes and Mark Turgeon's fortunes as the head coach at Maryland going to be largely determined by whether Wiggins comes back to Maryland or not. July 7th is the deadline, by the way, for college players to decide that they're going to withdraw from the draft and come back to school. If they stay in after July 7th, they're in. They're in the draft regardless of where they're taken or how that all shakes out. Cubs lost 3-2 last night. I got mad in the moment at Willie Harris. One out, runner Jake Marisnick on first. And you get a base hit, kind of a little bit of a gapper into right center. And Marisnick comes chugging around third. And Willie Harris, the third base coach, is waving him home. And he's thrown out by about 10 feet. It wasn't actually that. He was out. Clearly out. The ball clearly beat him. Really, really good relay. I don't mind Willie Harris with that send, because Jason Hayward was the guy on deck. And Jason Hayward hits like Jake Arrieta. So I don't really, he's hitting 166. This guy, I don't understand his digression as a hitter. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. He's way too good an athlete to hit at the level he hits. But you know that that's an out, and it's probably a non-productive out, right? You're looking in all likelihood at a strikeout from Jason Hayward. So would you rather send and believe that the Mets are more likely to botch the relay and have a bad throw, allow Marisnick to score, or trust that Hayward and whoever follows him are going to be able to get Marisnik in with the tying run and Sogard in with the lead run. I got no problem with the send. I've had problems with Willie Harris this year, and what he's done as a third base coach. There have been some communication issues that center around Willie Harris, but last night that send didn't bother me. How about Tyler Glasnow, the Rays pitcher, who is blaming Major League Baseball for his UCL injury? His ulnar collateral ligament is strained because he says he's trying to grip the ball too tight to create the spin rate that was allowed by the illegal substances he had been applying before Major League Baseball decided that they were going to restrict or begin to enforce the rule against applying foreign substances. This is baseball guys, completely insane. Okay, some of them dunderheaded. Tyler Glasnow, I'm sorry, dunderheaded. How about just don't cheat? How about that? Instead of blaming baseball for enforcing its rules, how about just don't cheat? And for God's sake, if you didn't see the videos from this past weekend, youth baseball, parents fighting and coaches sparring, and this is in 10 and under stuff, and then T-ball, and I've gotten notes from people who are saying that as umpires, they've got to separate parents and coaches during rec league games, and this is locally, for God's sake. Just take a breath. And if you can't take a breath, take a book. Understand that the most important thing you're going to do as a parent for your child in youth sports is give that kid rides to and from the game. What you do during the game is completely beside the point and unimportant. How about this? One guy sent me a note on Facebook, said that he had to dress down a parent. His grandson is a first grader. A parent was yelling at this guy's grandson for not returning the ball to the pitcher accurately enough. What are we doing? Are we psychotic? Please stop this. Youth baseball is fun. Youth baseball is about the snacks at the end of the game. It's about getting a bomb pop at the end of the game. It's not about whether you win, lose, throw strikes, falls, walk, hit. Your kid hits a home run as a seven-year-old. Whoop-de-ding. It doesn't make any difference. Relax. Everybody, my God. Parents have just got to take a deep breath. I was there. I get it. You sweat the small stuff as a parent. You get in the car and you tell them, look, you didn't do this. You did do this. You've got to get better. And the kid's seven. How about this? So I asked my son. I picked up the equipment. I got all excited. My son was going to play nine-year-old baseball, and I was going to be the coach. I picked up the equipment. It's got all the catcher's gear in there. I was like, Ryan, you want to learn how to be a catcher? And he said, sure. And so I took him out and into a clearing. I was like, okay. And I remembered this story about Randy Hundley teaching his son Todd how to be a catcher, and he needed to make sure that Todd was tough enough. So what Randy Hundley did was bounce balls into Todd and see if Todd could block them. And so I thought, you know what? That seems like good parenting. So that's what I'm going to do. So my son puts on the chest protector, the shin pads, got the mask on, and I throw, and I one hop one into him. And it creeps under the chest protector thing. The thing that I forgot a cup. It racked him. He hits him right in the stones. He rolls over. He's writhing on the ground, moaning. I was like, ugh. Not good parenting. Not good sports parenting. Not good sports parenting at all. Something he never caught. I think he might have caught once, but he learned. You know, and I learned. And that's what you do. And Julie got very upset. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Jeff Chandler, happy birthday. The great Wally Joyner, former American League Rookie of the Year, celebrating a birthday. Frederick McKelvin, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you know what? How about this? Celebrate somebody else and do that with a specific, an honest compliment. Lift somebody. Bob Kravitz watching. Bob Kravitz has a true north. Lift Bob Kravitz. Writes for The Athletic. Does a wonderful job. Former columnist for The Star, for WTHR.com. Bob Kravitz, a wonderful human being who understands that his role as a columnist is to tell us the truth. his truth, and he does it as well as anybody does it in that business. There you go. That is an honest and specific compliment, the kind I'm talking about. We will talk to you a little bit later today inside Indiana Sports Now. Cannot wait to talk to you.